Today, sharing the Dear Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we began Simin Tov Resh Vav in yesterday's shir, and we pick up at the very, very top line. We read this in the Ramah. He said that if a person is refused the apology that he tried to give to somebody else three times, so he should go in front of 10 people to be Mavakish Mechila. We didn't read the Mishneh Berurah inside, we said it outside, but the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Vav tells us that's just to publicize things, to tell people that I wasn't the cause of not asking for Mechila. I asked Mechila, this other person didn't grant me the Mechila. Now we continue with the top line of the Mechaber. The Imhu Rabbo, if the person that you're asking Mechila for was your Rebbe, you did something chas v'shalom terribly wrong to your Rebbe, so then sarech leilech lo kam upon him achi espayis. Then even if the Rebbe doesn't forgive you after three times, you have to keep on going to your Rebbe. Your Rebbe is different and is treated in a very special way. Mishbur explains Sivkot and Zayin, this is true, afilu eino Rabbo muvok. It doesn't have to be your Rebbe that taught you most of your Torah. Ella, shishamim menu divri Torah, any Rebbe that you heard Torah from, if you did something chas v'shalom wrong to them, so then you have to go and ask Mechila even multiple times more than the standard three. The Ramah adds, Hagah v'amolcha lo yeh achzori milimchol. He brings down from the Maril that the person who's being asked to give Mechila should not be stubborn and refuse to give the Mechila, but should be generous and give the Mechila. Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Ches, if somebody is generous with the way he treats other people and he's not always machbid on his honor and on everything about him, so then Maviralo, I'll call Pishav. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will treat him in the same way. If you're willing to forgive other people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be willing to forgive you. But if you're stubborn and you say, I'm not forgiving him, look what that person did to me. So then, Rachmana Litzan, Hashem can say the same thing to you. Hey, you don't deserve to be forgiven. Gam lo yimochlu lo. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu may say, you don't deserve to get Mechila as well. The Shavuot number 17 brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah in the name of the Mekubalim. Shemisha eino ma'avir b'yom kippur esasino sheish b'libo chaver. If somebody doesn't remove any hatred in his heart on Yom Kippur that he has towards other people, so ain't tefilos nishmas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not listen to such tefilos. And this is also brought down in the Mati Ephraim as well. Very, very scary language. Now we continue. The Ramah writes, "Im lo shemiskaving letovas hamavakesh mechila." The one exception to this is based upon a Gemara in Yuma. The person is refusing to give you mechila because he doesn't think this is good for you. He actually thinks that you need to be more contrite and that you need to do more tshuva. So then, in that situation, it's not considered a cruel thing to withhold your mechila. Mishbur explains Sivkot and Tes. For example, kidei shei nichna libo ha'arel v'lo yargil b'kach. This is to make the person realize that he did something terrible and that he won't do such things in the future and that it'll be more contrite and won't do such bad things on a regular habitual basis. Nevertheless, the Mishbur says, "Mikol makom nira d'milibo tzarech lahasir asin mimenu." Even if you're not formally forgiving him officially or publicly, you should still forgive him in your heart. Because after all, he did ask for Mechila, so in your heart at least, you should certainly give it to him. And if you're his Rebbe, or if you're in a person that realizes that it's actually not good for you to publicly tell him, I forgive you, so then it's better that you don't do it in public, but you should do it in private. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot and Yud in this Mechila, V'uadin, the same halacha applies in Mechavi L'tovas Atzmo. If you're doing it for your own betterment, Shemi Yisrari, you're afraid, Shiyagi Lo Hezek Kishimcho, that if you go and forgive this person, somehow damage will occur to you, so you're doing it to protect yourself, so then you also have the right to be a little bit more reluctant to give the Mechila. Tishufu number 18 brings down, if there's going to be a financial loss, so then everything is different as well. And he says, the Makor HaChayim brings down, you don't have to suffer a financial loss if the Mechila will result in a financial loss. Alternatively, you can say, I forgive you, but I'm not forgiving you on the monetary aspect of it, or I may forgive you on the monetary aspect for a short period of time, but you'll owe me when you can pay me, or something similar to that. The Ramah continues, and he says, V'imhotzi lo shem ra, if the person said terrible things about you that are vicious lies, ein tzarech limcholo. He brings up the Mordechai and the Smag and the Ghost Maimonios and the Ma'arivi vial, that in this situation, you're not obligated to go and forgive him as well. And Mishbura comments on this in Sivkot Yud Aleph, Diko deshoma v'chashoda, because there'll be people that heard that he insulted you, v'lo shoma b'pias, and they won't hear that he apologized, v'nishar hashem ra, and the negative impact will still be there. Nevertheless, the Mishneh Berurah concludes, Mikol makom midas anova limchol gam bazeh. So a person can find it in his heart, he should do this as well. This is brought down by the Magen Avraham and many other achronim. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, in Meis asher chotolo, if Nebuch, the person who you sinned against, died, and you you can't go and ask mechila from a dead person. So what should you do? So may the asor b'nei adam bring 10 people who amid them al kibro, and they go to the grave of the person that you insulted or hurt in some way, and then you say over there in front of the 10 people in front of the grave, Omer chotasi le'elokei Yisrael, I sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lefloni zeh shechotasi lo, and to this person in this kever that I sinned against him as well. And in addition, the Ramah adds, "V'nagul levakish mechila be'er Yom Kippur." And the custom to do this, again, based upon the Mordechai and the Gemara in Yuma, is to do this erev Yom Kippur. The Daf Yomi is doing Masechta Yuma. It actually starts today. For those that are interested, as a plug, I do give a Daf Yomi. It's available on YU Torah, and you can just go put down YU Torah in my name, and the Daf Yomi Shiurim will come up, and you're welcome to listen to them. I dictate them a little bit before the Daf, so they're always available a couple of days ahead of the Daf, and we'll be going over many of these inyanim of Yom HaKippurim, Be'ezus Hashem, in the Gemara, as we go through this wonderful Masechta of Yuma. In any event, we see here in Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Beis, that when we say over here, if the person died, Zekoi Gama Motzi Shema, even if you said something terrible about this person, this applies as well. Damrinu, Ilo Hoyochai, Hoyomochalo, because we're presuming that this person would forgive you, even if he was alive, for Motzi Shema, which we said not everybody does right away, but we're assuming that this person would forgive you. Sivkot Yud Gimo, that you sinned against him. And he gives a specific case. For example, the im korali echad mamzer, if you called somebody a mamzer, so yesh omrim de pogam bichvod avosav, you not only hurt him, you said that his parents' lineage is terrible. Gam kin sorach leilech hakivram, you have to go to their graves as well to go and ask mechila. Now, the issue point number 20 points out that normally if you go and insult somebody after their death, the laws are different. You don't have to go. So here in this situation, you insulted the person while he was alive, but his parent, who you insulted as well, was dead. So nevertheless, the Matei Ephraim brings down that there's a special additional restriction over here with Motzi Shemra that it applies even after death. Even after death. That's the first opinion that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. But then he says, Avol Rabim Cholkum Azeh. And you can see this in the Shaar HaTzion, this is Mogen Avraham, in the name of the Yamshel Shlomo, and the Psak of the Vilna Gaon. So they say, the Yochel Lomar, Lav Adai Toi, Shia Hadover Nogei Alavosav. I never intended or meant that this should be against his father, so you don't have to go to the father's grave. Elam Kein Kro, Mamzer Ben Mamzer, unless you call him a Mamzer Ben Mamzer. And he says, Ayin Choshe Mishpat Simen Tov Chav, Le'inyan Imkoro Rasha Ben Rasha, or Ganav Ben Ganav. And this is an interesting sugya, which you can see in Dirshu footnote number 21, where he brings down the Ramah, Shakori L'Rasha Ben Tzadik, if you call a Rasha, who's the son of a Tzadik, a Rasha Ben Rasha, Einu Nechshav Kepogi Mechvod Abosav. That doesn't look like it's a negative attack against the father, who's really a Tzadik. Why is that? So the Sefer Yirasenayim, the Samoa, says, based upon the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Shirigilim Likro L'Rosha Ben Tzadik, Rosha Ben Rosha, based upon the Pasuk, which says, a daughter of a Kohen, Bas Kohen Shazin, so we say, Esavia, Himechalala, she destroyed her father's reputation, even though the father didn't do anything. Nevertheless, the Gilgal Marsha questions this, and he brings down the name of the Chavos Yar, Shenu Davko B'chaya, that's only in the lifetime of the father, Avolo Li'achar P'tirosu, but not after his death. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yudalit says you go to the grave site. Betzorach lelech l'shom yochef, you should go there barefoot. V'muchutz l'shosha parasos, if the grave is very far away, the cemetery is more than 3 parasa, that's like 12 kilometers, which if you're walking is a significant distance. Yishlach shluch l'shom, you can send somebody to go on your behalf. And the shaliach yikach asor anashim, the shlich there on your behalf will take 10 people. V'yelech al kibro, go to that person's grave. V'yavakesh mechila b'shem ha-mecharif, and he'll ask mechila in front of those 10 people at the grave site in your name. Yoma, and he will say, Hinini Shliach Ploni, I'm a messenger of so-and-so. Mo de Barabim, he's publicly admitting, Sheshalochani Ploni, he sent me, Lemor Shechoto Lekei Sovuchuli, and used the Nusot that we said before, that he sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and against this person. The im cherifo liachamisa, if this bizayom that he did was after the person's death, then, as we pointed out, ain't tzarech leilech hakibro, you don't have to go to the grave, elam avakish mimenu mechila b'mokum shebisho, but you should ask for mechila in the place where you actually embarrassed him. Now, the issue with number 22 says, why b'daf to the grave site, that you should go there and bring the 10 people? So the Prima Gadim writes, in the name of the Prichadosh, shekivin shemaskib devar v'shem alokei Yisrael, since you're mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ein zederech eretz lomar kein b'pochus b'asorah. It's almost like it's saying you need a minion. And since you're saying, okay, Yisrael, you should do this. And he brings down the Prima Gadim that's why in Zimun, when we have 10 people, we say Elokeinu. We add Elokeinu to the Nusach of the benching. The issue foot number 23 brings up for the Kaf HaChaim that when you have Vakish Mechila in front of those 10 people, it should be in front of 10 people that they heard the insult, if at all possible. And you should say, the nusach in that fashion. If the people that you said the terrible thing in front of are no longer there, so Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says in that situation, try to go to where those people are, rather than in the place where the actual embarrassment occurred in a situation when it was after Misa. Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Tezvav says that when you say in this chait, the chait ploni, you mentioned the chait, ki tzorich bazel lefari the chait. You should say what you did wrong. Dershaput number 24 says, ulan ba'ofen sheyesh befir the chait bizoilemes, but if that's going to make things worse, so then the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch points out, as we had mentioned yesterday, that you don't express specifically what was done, because that's only going to make things worse. Now, the 10 people there, they should respond. They yeshivalo, machaloch, machaloch, shalosh pamim. We say three times, machaloch, machaloch, machaloch. Three times is a way to be mefarsim it, and that's what should be done. Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, takonas kadmoneinu v'cheirem. It is an early takona, and people should follow this. It's an absolute ban on not doing this. Shalolo hotzi shem ala mesim. One should not go and say negative things about the dead, even though technically some of these dinim don't apply after Misa, but it's a early important ban against doing so was instituted by Chachamim. And this is brought down the Baragola by the Mordechai. And he says there's a smach for this from the Tanchuma on Parshas Voeschanan. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Tezayin, therefore, v'lachein, tzorech lasus tshuva al sha'over achem. If a person did speak bad about the dead, then you have to do tshuva. And in Dishavu number 25, he brings down from the Ramah that he says, shesorech lekabel alatzmo tainis utshuva v'onish mamon kifi rose based in. He should, in fact, do more than just say, I'm sorry, but he should accept upon himself tanesim, and fasting, and to do tshuva, and financial penalties as per the based in's instruction. Sif Dalit, the Mechaber writes, Yochel Litbol Velilkos Masai Sheirtze. People have the minhag to go to the mikvah, and they also have the minhag to go and give themselves lashes. So you can do this whenever you want, but he says, Rak Shia Kodem Halayla, but it should be before Yom Kippur starts. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sif Kon Yitzayin. The Mechaber Kitzah, the Mechaber didn't give us the full details here. He just went right to the point. And he says, the Mikodem, he technically should have said first, Hayelo Lichtov, the minhag Litbol Velilkos Bar Yom Kippur. As I pointed out, I got it from the Mishnah Berurah, the minhag was to go to the mikvah, and to some people would do self-flagellation. It's not very common nowadays, at least in our circles, but some people had that custom. They would give themselves lashes, and they would do this both on Erev Yom Kippur, and he says, you should do this before nightfall. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu na'arim v'sulos, they had the custom to go and do this, even younger men and women, even if they weren't married, they would go to the mikvah. V'kivin shei b'nei mitzvos tovlos, he says, anybody that's a b'nei mitzvah had the minhag to go to be tovel. However, in Dershu foot number 26, he brings down that there here is a lot of discussion. And the Merchayim brings down, in the name of the Mati Moshe, Shenoshim ein on Srichos Litbo, that the women don't go to the mikvah. First of all, number one, Sheni Cholos Lizdamos Bitaros and Lamalachim, because they can never be like a malach. A man goes to the mikvah to be like a malach, but a woman will always have potentially her menstrual cycle and isn't like the malachim. So therefore, it's not necessary for them to go to the mikvah to appear like the malachim. Then he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah, Shiyei Shesavru Shetama Tvila Mishum Tshuva. And the purpose of here is for Tshuva. And therefore, it does apply to women. So different opinions whether it applies to women. But that's when you're married, when a woman is married. But what about Besulos, these younger women? So there is a minog that they don't go to the mikvah, because if a woman were to go to the mikvah to be metah herself from her Nida status, so then Rahmal Islan, it might give her the mistaken idea that she's permissible to a man even prior to marriage. And therefore, many have the custom that a woman doesn't go to the mikvah if she is a sula. I and the rest of the issue, footnote number 26, for many of these details. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yudches tells us that they go before the night time. V'tov shi'itbo kodim tfilas ha-mincha. Ideally, go before mincha because shesham mizvada, because we do vidui during the tefillah of Mincha and Erev Yom Kippur, and it's preferable that you're clean, so to say, that you went to the mikvah to be metari yourself before then. V'chei no'agim, and this is the minhag. However, he says, u'miktsasa no'agim litbol achar suda hamavsekis. Some people go after the suda hamavsekis, k'dei she'yeh somuch li'yom kippur, to be as close to Yom Kippur as possible, and everybody should do what the minhag that they have is to do. Some people suggest that you can go even as early as an hour before Chatzos, and then in places where there, Baruch Hashem, are beautiful, large neighborhoods, and everybody can't go in the afternoon, so then you can go in the morning as well. Mechaber continues and says, "Ve'ena mivarech al tefillah." We don't make a bracha. Men, when they go, or women, when they go and do this tefillah, as opposed to women, when they're going to be tara to their husbands, so they do make a bracha. But in this situation, we don't make a bracha because it's a minhag. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot Nyotes, the tefillah zu ain't no rak mishum minhag. The whole purpose of this is a minhag. It's a beautiful minhag, but it's a minhag. And he brings down in Dershu foot number 27. Sha'afal pi she'ikar tefillah he avor Yom Kippur, the essence, he brings down from the Bach, that the essence of the tefillah is for Yom Kippur. Mikol mokom yakdimena l'tefillah se'mincha, you should do it before mincha, as we explained, because you're going to do the vidui during mincha, and therefore there's a concern, just like we do the vidui mincha, that you could, Rachman al-Islam, choke during the meal, and that's why we daven mincha before we have the sudam of sekes, so to over here, you may not get around to going to the mikveh afterwards to do it beforehand. Nevertheless, the Kafah Chaim also adds the name of Chayyadam, She'ikos manatvilahu li'acha chatzos. Ideally, you should do it after chatzos, as I pointed out, but in extenuating circumstances where not everybody can go after chatzos, you can do it earlier if you have to. The issue, footnote number 28, brings down the reason why we don't make a bracha on a minug, Ayin Sham, in this beautiful footnote. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagoha, v'ein tzorich litbol rak pamachas, below vidui, mishum keri. And he says, the minhag is for men, when they go, they dunk themselves one time, they don't say a vidui, and they do this because of keri, because of seminal discharge. The Mishnah explains this in Katan Chav, lafukim yosen or gilin lisvados bishas tefillah. This is as opposed to those that used to have a minhag when they go to the mikvah, that they would do vidui when they went to the mikvah. And the Mishbura in Sukkot and Chafal says this is Mishum Keri, therefore it's adequate to do it one time, and that's why those that do this say that it isn't necessary to do the Vidu, because it's on Keri. And when a woman goes to the mikvah and she's had relations within the last 3 days, she should clean herself well with hot water beforehand, so that a woman shouldn't be a poleta shichlazera. For the 3 days after the relation, she may expel semen still, and therefore, in order to prevent this, because it would only be metami if it came out of her, so therefore she should clean herself real well. Unless it's the time that it was right near the time that she goes to the mikveh, which is the time when she's most likely to become pregnant. Or samach levesta. Now, the Gemara has a discussion that samach to the vesta, they could also get pregnant. We don't think that that's true with our medical knowledge nowadays. But in any event, she shouldn't go at a time when she could be pregnant to get pregnant from this zera. Shoz regilos l'saber, she could become pregnant from the zera, and if she were to wash it away, so to say, if she cleans herself out with hot water, yesh lachus lishchos zera, that would lead to the destruction of the zera. Can't cause the Magen Ram. This is what the Magen Ram writes. However, Rabbi Kiva says, under no circumstances should she go and clean herself out. And in the issue footnote number 30, they bring down that the Chazon Ish said that the Rabbi Kiva Eger retracted this, and he did permit women. Subsequently, he said that this was okay for them to do this. The Mishmur continues, others say that the purpose of this tefillah is for tshuva purposes, not to be mentari from keri. And therefore, the custom is to go and immerse yourself 3 times. The issue foot number 30 brings down from the Ma'ariel that the 3 times are connected, the 3 times where it says in the pasuk mikveh Yisrael in Yirmiyah in 3 different places. And the Mishnah continues, this is also the opinion of Chen Chosav Rokeach, the great Rokeach, he said the same thing. But even according to the opinion that says it's because of keri, and therefore they said one time, even if it's because of keri, then the minhag is to still be tovel on Erev Yom Kippur, even if you went, as the custom is, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the low raw old keri, and you didn't have any keri since then, nevertheless the minhag is to go again. Even if you're not saying you're going for tshuva purposes, but you're going for keri purposes, the minhag is to go again. We continue in the Ramayan. He says, Uadin, likewise, if you can't get to a mikvah, the hatolas tisha kabi mayim nami mahani. He brings down from the Ramayan vial and the kobo and the tashbates that if you can't get to a kosher mikvah, so then the pouring upon yourself of 9 kabim, a certain measure of water, also will work for this tumma of keri. This is a whole discussion with the idea of Takanis Ezra that you have to be tovel in the mikvah after keri. So if you couldn't get to a mikvah, then tesha kabim was good. Tesha kabim would be the equivalent. Post brought this down in the era of COVID when people weren't able to go to a mikveh as a man. Never applied to a woman. But if a man couldn't get to the mikveh, he had a custom to go to the mikveh, they said taking a shower for 4 or 5 minutes would accomplish this teisha kabim that you could pour on yourself. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Sivkot and Chavbeis, imum mitzdar betvilah, if he's unable to go to the mikveh because it's either painful for him or there's a tircha to get to the mikveh, he brings down from the Ma'ariv vial. Uprati din and tisha kabim. These dinim of tisha kabim we have already discussed previously. Ayin el and simon peches in the Mishnah Berurah. That's where this discussion was. Finally, the Ramah concludes and says, Misha Meis Lameis, Bein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rachman al-Tzal, if somebody had somebody, a relative died between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Mutur Lirchot, the Litbob Erev Yom Kippur. You can go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur and Vatal Shiva, because Yom Kippur knocks aside the Shiva, he brings it down from the Ma'ariel. And the Ramah adds, Apa Pi, Shinaga, Shalol Lirchot, Shkol Shloshim, even though the minhag is not to wash 30 days of the Shloshim, Tfilas Mitzvah Mutur, a Tfilah of Mitzvah is allowed. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Gimel says, the same thing applies, I feel of Erev Yom Kippur, even if it occurs on Erev Yom Kippur. even if the death is on Erev Yom Kippur, you'll have to go for this Tefillah Shel Mitzvah. There are a couple of additional Mishnah Berurahs that we still have to do. We'll do the Mi'atzah Hashem tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.